The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. These are heartbreaking times for our country right now.
Black Lives Matter!
I'm Erin Lim, joined by Morgan Stewart and Nina Parker. And we begin today with the brother of George Floyd, who shared a powerful message yesterday on Good Morning America about the riots and looting.
I do feel like it's overshadowing what's going on, because he was about peace, he was about unity. But the things that's transpiring now, they may call it unity, but it's destructive unity. It's not what he was about. That's not what my brother was about. You know, he would motivate you to channel, if you're angry, it's okay to be angry, but channel your anger to do something positive or make a change another way.
Nina, do you think that the looters are taking away from the message?
I have to be honest with you. I don't want to talk about looters. You know, I'm seeing people post about looting, but we're completely silent on the loss of Black life.
Right.
I feel like people wanting to talk about looting are people who want the issue to go away. I think I saw Stephanie Pratt post to shoot looters on her Twitter page, but didn't post one thing about George Floyd. Didn't post one thing about all of the Black lives lost. So to me, the people who are talking, that's their main emphasis. Those people don't give a damn about America being better. They just want to be comfortable. And I understand where George Floyd's brother is coming from, but he also has to understand that it doesn't work that way. Not everybody is going to be able to show restraint or be able to be ingrained in the same way that their counterpart may be, because everybody's experiences are different. This is beyond mm-hmm. that at this point. People are fed up. And not only that, people are starting peaceful and walking and protesting and being met with aggression by law enforcement. That increases that problem too. There are many caveats to this. It's not just one dimensional.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting as well? There are people who actually have had their storefronts broken into, or they have had things stolen throughout all of this, and yet they have recognized that merch can mm-hmm. be replaced, but a life cannot be replaced. And I'm not condoning the behavior. You know, when things have branched off to looting and riots, that's totally not what the protest was about. And there are a lot of news outlets that didn't even show the hours of peaceful protesting before it turned into chaos. And, you know, if you aren't on social media, or you don't have friends who are woke, or you don't have people who are vocalizing these things, then that's all you see. And that is really unfortunate. You know, and there are a lot of people who came together to help clean up their city. What else would you guys like to see happen?
I mean, I think it is really nice when you do see a sense of community come together after all of the looting and all of the destruction. But I do think that obviously there is a bigger issue here, as Nina said, and this is just people's response to that, because it's just been going on for so long. It's been ignored no matter how many circumstances and incidents we have, like, unfortunately, like what happened with George Floyd. So I just think the looting is really not something that people need to be focusing on. And as you said, Erin, it's true. All of this stuff can be replaced. Obviously, nobody wants destruction, but unfortunately, that's just where we are as a society at this point. You know,
nobody wants it. Like, nobody wants that. And I think that, you know, we see this happening and people instantly go to that, but it's, you know, loud about the looters and quiet about the killings. So I need people to pick what's important, because you have to understand that if all you're upset about is looting, this is going to keep continuing, and it's part of the problem. And
you are a part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many celebs are coming forward right now saying that they are donating money to help. Chrissy Teigen committed to donating $200,000 to help bail out protesters across the country. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds announced that they've donated $200,000 to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. How do we feel about this? Do you think that celebs are doing enough? Because there are countless other celebs who are donating as well. But is it enough right now?
I think people are doing the best with what they can. I mean, at least I would hope so. I do think it's up to people like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds to step up, to represent people that are white, that are trying to do the best they can and kind of help defeat injustice as best served to them. So I think that, look, somebody can always do more. I'm sure people want to do more, but I think if people are making steps to try to be better and try to enter a conversation that maybe they weren't having before, to understand how other people live, and to maybe try to put themselves in their own shoes, I think that that's something that should be applauded and recognized.
You know, listen, the motivation, whatever people's motivation is, at the end of the day, their donations are going to help people. And I've seen Chrissy Teigen get all of this criticism, people saying, like, how can you donate to this? And it's I'm so confused by people resisting people wanting to protest, but also saying that you're here for justice and American rights. Like, 2 weeks ago when people were protesting opening up a Starbucks, it was okay. Now that people are protesting Black lives, it's a problem? Like, you were just touting your constitutional rights 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Let me make this last point. Huntington Beach, California, they didn't have any problem with those protesters out there screaming, spitting in the cops' face, throwing things into the street. The protest for Black Lives Matter was shut down for being unlawful. If you don't see the blatant disregard for the lives of Black people, then you are asleep.
That is a powerful statement and a fact. Lin-Manuel Miranda apologized for taking part in what he called the moral failure of not speaking up sooner. Do you guys think that there are a lot of people who are part of this moral failure?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But not just this week. Like, folks been silent for a long time. I have to say that I know that there were a lot of Black women when Me Too really became prominent that felt like, oh, okay, well, welcome to the party. Y'all, we've been saying this. It was like we were screaming into an empty room. I personally felt like things had to happen to white women for it to become a nationwide global issue. And so now when I see people, you know, finally coming around, it's like, of course, like, I'm never gonna feel like, don't do that. But also, people are now finally checking their privilege. They're now kind of checking the bubbles that they've been living in. And unfortunately, something really ugly had to happen for that to occur.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about some of your friends who are posting on their social media completely unrelated to this movement right now? There are people who are still posting selfies or cooking, yet they have not spoken out about this movement once.
You know, I feel like Nina and I have talked about this quite a bit. I just feel like during this time, I mean, you guys know I'm completely self-obsessed and really do care about my Instagram. And to see, you know, people posting about things that are completely irrelevant to what's going on, or even worse, posting something having to do with George Floyd or where you can donate or how they're so upset about what's going on, and then immediately post something about their daily workout or even what they're eating. And I'm just like, guys, like, I know that maybe you're not on Daily Pop or Nightly Pop and you're not on television, but you're still a human being and you still need to act accordingly during this time. Mm-hmm. So you cannot be posting your Cinnamon Toast Crunch after you've posted about George Floyd.
Talk like, about it. Yeah, it's just have some type of responsibility and like it doesn't look authentic. You know, it doesn't look authentic when people are doing that. And it's like, I know that people don't want to be policed with what they choose to post. But it's just like, all I'm gonna say is my unfollow button is on fire and we see you. We see you and we know when it's not authentic and we will move accordingly. So don't want this Black support or support from people who are part of the movement when it's the fun stuff. understand that when this is over, because one day it will be, we won't be back to support you.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, you guys, we'll be right back with more Daily Point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
As protests continue around the country, cities have imposed curfews, including here in Los Angeles. How do we feel about the curfew?
I mean, our curfews have been changing here in Los Angeles. I can't speak for other cities, but initially there were curfews. Yeah, I think that a few days ago it was announced at 8 p.m. and then they changed it to 6 p.m. at 5:15. So, right. You know, it was like they changed it. So it feels like a setup. That's what it feels like to me, because if I'm out and say I took public transportation wherever I'm at, they also shut down all the public transportation in LA. So if you don't have the money for Uber and you know you're in the middle of the city trying to get home, you're stuck. So that means the chances of you getting arrested are a lot higher. I'm looking up for the jig. I feel like the jig is up. Like they're trying to get people arrested. Out in these LA streets, like that's what they're doing.
There should be a better way of enforcing the curfew, I think. We've also seen the presence of the National Guard in attempt to control the protests and looting. How do we feel about this? Is this being effective?
Well, Aaron, I really want to go back one second to the curfew, which really has to do with the National Guard. That's why the National Guard is here, to enforce the curfew. So it's all connected. But this to me, and from anybody who's really paying attention, is this curfew, in my opinion, is to prevent people from protesting, which is our constitutional right. So it's, you know, they a lot of these protests are starting at 12, 1 o'clock. They're making they're starting it at 8, then moving it to 6, now 1 p.m. And I don't, if you're not having rose-colored glasses on, you can see this is in clear response to people protesting in these streets. And they can say it's for looting and they can say it's for rioting. But if the National Guard is here and they're standing by while people are peacefully protesting, why would there be a curfew needed?
Right. Right. That's a really good point. Like, why is there a curfew? If the entire National Guard is everywhere and people are peacefully going on about their business, which is their right, what is the big deal?
Because they don't want you to. They want you to be quiet.
Yeah.
Right.
Every time we have more of these conversations, it gets more and more heated in my mind. Like, it's just crazy.
Over this past weekend, police officers in New Jersey and Flint, Michigan made headlines when they took off their gear and marched alongside protesters. Kristen Bell posted this photo on Instagram writing, "Now we're talking." There are some mixed feelings about these images.
I mean, when I see an image like that, obviously it's, I want to be happy about it. And I want to think it's for all of the right reasons, but I think it goes back to sort of the authenticity. And I'm not saying that, by the way, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying that all cops are bad. I think that there are a lot of amazing police officers that have dedicated their lives to protecting and serving people. But I just think it's one of those things that when images like that surface in sort of the midst of what's transpired, it's just, maybe I'm a little bit jaded, but my mind isn't automatically like, good on them. It's just more like, right. Is this a photo op or is this really how you feel?
Yeah,
so I don't know.
I agree with you. And I think, look, obviously, standing in solidarity is great. But I guess in my mind, I'm like, okay, and now what? Because when you end this, what happens after that? And I feel like a lot of these police officers who are participating in this aren't the problem. What this is for their colleagues. So how do we reach them? So I think, you know, it's a start, but I would love to see this enacted in policies, in ways that we can see it written down in black and white, so that what's happening is being prevented with police brutality. So I mean, it theoretically it's great, but now what?
I will say, seeing some of these officers marching and kneeling and showing that they know that this is wrong, it shows their fellow officers who agree that they can be vocal, that, and you know, there are good officers who haven't said things because maybe they were afraid because they didn't want to disappoint their colleagues. But I think other officers, other good officers, seeing this lets them know that I, too, can be in solidarity with this moment. I can be an ally, and maybe there is a way that I can show others that I'm an ally. And I think that it can evoke change within the system if more people just acknowledge it. So.
And I just want to say this one last thing, Erin, because I know we're running out of time, but you can't categorize yourself as good if you stand by and stay silent.
All right, you guys, up next, our colleague and friend Victor Cruz is joining us, and he's opening up about a very important conversation he had to have with his young daughter about racism.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are treated differently than other people, and I don't like how we're treated. I believe that...
You're doing great. You're doing a great job.
Don't stop the clock. Do not stop.
We are black people, and we shouldn't have to feel like this. We shouldn't have to protest because y'all are treating us wrong. We do this because we need to and have rights.
Whew. I purposely hadn't watched that because I knew what it was going to evoke. And so... There is no way a little girl needs to articulate herself like that at such a young age. That video is a viral video from 2016 that recently resurfaced when it was posted by Governor Newsom. Still very important today. My colleague Victor Cruz is joining me from New York. Victor, I know I've been paying attention to your social media. I know that you have been very vocal about everything that's going on, and you also have a daughter and posted a very powerful message on Instagram talking to her. Seeing this video and having a young daughter, how is this affecting you?
It's affecting me a lot. I mean, you know, mainly, you know, for starters, just trying to explain the things that, you know, the things that she's seen, like George Floyd getting his neck kneed down upon by an officer. Like, I have to explain that to her and why, you know, her biggest question to me was, why didn't he take his knee off of his neck? And like, you know, and then I have to further explain who you are, and you're a young black queen, and why, you know, there are going to be some people out here that don't like you solely because of who you are and just the color of your skin and where you come from. And she's looking at me with these eyes that she's a little confused by it, obviously, because she's like, but then it's like, she's watching the television and we're watching CNN and we're seeing what's going on. And I'm explaining to her why we've reached this breaking point. I'm saying names of people from years past that this has happened to. And she's a little confused, but she understands. And I can tell that she understands. And I can tell that she's trying to make sense of it all. And I'm just happy I can be here to guide her through something like this. Whereas, you know, someone like myself and even my mom had to kind of learn kind of on the fly, you know what I mean? Kind of learn how to just adapt to a world as opposed to getting someone from that's been through it to kind of reach back down and give you that advice.
And I think that's an important point to make, because when I see the criticism of people in the street, right? I mean, I don't think that anyone feels like it's okay to loot or it's okay to burn things down. But especially I feel like if you haven't had someone in your life who's been able to help you process these injustices and the oppression that people feel, it can turn into something that can only be explained as rage. And so I wonder how other children who don't have a dad like you
would process those types of emotions.
Yeah, it's tough. I think it's exactly that, rage. You know, even that video that we just showed from a few years ago, I get angry just watching that. You know what I'm saying? I'm angry that she had to even be there explaining the fact that she even conceptualizes that at her age, and to be able to articulate that is unfair. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't, because there aren't white kids out there having to have that same battle. There aren't white kids out there facing those same injustices. So it just breaks your heart. And it's something that you want to continue to educate. But I'm optimistic right now, because I feel like of all the other times that this has happened, this is the first time that it's reached a global scale and people are upset about it. And people are angry. And I really feel like this time there will be some changes made, because that's the only way we're going to see a true difference, is if we continue to educate ourselves for starters, and then really see a change within the, you know, these police departments, and then going all the way up through the judicial system. I mean, it's embedded all throughout our fabric of the United States of America. So as long as we begin the process of, you know, getting that out, weeding out the bad apples, so to speak, then we'll be in a good place.
Right. I think that all those uncomfortable conversations that I feel like maybe were glazed over before are being had now. And even though some of them do turn ugly, it seems like maybe the start of something. I hope it does feel different, and I hope that I'm hopeful but skeptical at the same time, because I feel like we've been here before. But I do see certain people stepping up that hadn't before, and that does leave me hopeful.
Agreed. And lastly, Nina, I want to leave you with this. A friend of mine named Ronnie Feig, who owns a brand called Kith, a very prominent brand, and it's been growing over the past couple of years, and he's a white Jewish male, and he's one of my best friends. And we spoke for an hour and a half the other day, and his store actually got looted. And I asked him about it. I was like, yo, how do you feel about your store getting looted? That happened twice, actually, the past 2 days. And he was like, it's cool, man. Like, America needs to burn a little bit. If it's going to cause a little change, I'm cool. We'll get everything back. Like, that's not worried about materialistic things at this moment. Like, it's fine. Let America burn a little bit so people can learn and you can come out of that. And I was like, yo, that's why you're one of my closest friends. That's why I love you, no matter where you are, who you are, what color your skin is, you know?
Absolutely. And I appreciate you expressing that, because I know a lot of people have talked about that, but there are a lot of people who are in this fight with us. And Victor, I thank you so much for adding this to the conversation. It's much appreciated.
No problem. Thank you, Nina.
I want to go ahead and bring back Morgan and Aaron. We watched a video where a little girl found her voice, and I wanted to know how it affected you guys.
For her to speak so eloquently and be so clear with her message and her emotions at that age, I mean, I don't think there's really anything that needs to be said. My hope and prayer is that kids of all ages and adults continue to find their voice and speak up like that young girl, because that was powerful.
Amen.
Yeah, that is it for us today. We will see you tomorrow. I love you guys so much. Goodbye.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.